What's up, everyone? It's Eric Davis. We are live in Hall H. It's Saturday. This is the big day. All the films are screening today. Just saw Django Unchained. We still have The Hobbit. We have Man of Steel. We have Iron Man 3. A lot of films today. We're kind of doing these little short lip recaps afterwards with Jermaine Lassier from Slash Film. We just saw Django Unchained. Jermaine, what'd you think?
I was blown away, man. I really like the trailers a lot, and Quentin showed the 8-minute sizzle reel. They showed it can to a select few journalists, and he was like, it sort of takes the trailer and puts it into context. And when you see these scenes with a little bit more meat on the bone,
yeah.
I was really into it. It's just so, just like sparkles with coolness and like that Tarantino you'd expect. And I really wasn't sure exactly, you know, what to expect from this movie when you first heard about it, but the more you hear him talk about it, it just, there's just got so many layers to it. I mean, I could listen to that guy talk all day.
Yeah, he said a couple things he said. I'm looking through my notes. This and Kill Bill, two of his biggest adventures he's ever had. I mean, is there anything that we learned from this that kind of surprised you?
He said he was writing a book about
Sergio Carbucci.
Yeah, that he was writing a book about Carbucci's films, and that sort of inspired him to do this, to finally, like, get the story. That was interesting. He talked about, like, Jonah Hill's character, who is, they're still shooting, they have a week left as of Comic-Con right now, but he said Jonah Hill's character plays like a pre-KKK racist type guy, and like, they're in some terrible situation, it's like really funny, and he said it was like as funny on par as like the handing out of the color names in Reservoir Dogs, so that was intriguing. He just spits out gems, you know, what else you got there?
Yeah, he said, yeah, Jonah Hill is playing the predecessors to the KKK, were a group called the Regulators. And there's a scene there where, and Jonah Hill is involved, and you would think it's going to be some big confrontation, but instead it turns into, Tarantino said it's one of the funniest things he's ever written. And yeah, on par with the handing out of the color scene. Reservoir Dogs also said that Jamie Foxx and Kerry Washington's characters are the great-great-grandparents of John Shaft, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Hilarious. And also that, like, you know, there is a character in this that relates to another character in the Tarantino universe, but they won't reveal that until the movie. He wants people to figure it out. I was kind of intrigued by, you're talking about Kerry Washington's character, Broomhilda. She's the one, Django's wife, that they go after. Sings some sort of, like, German lullaby in the film, and it's really beautiful. And Christoph Waltz said when he heard it, it made him cry. So, I mean, that's a really kind of exciting little twist that I'm looking forward to the movie. Give it, like, this, like, heart and, like, you know, beauty. Sounds really awesome.
Yeah, it does sound really awesome. He said Waltz is like Django's Yoda. Some funny Don Johnson stuff. Tarantino at one point said, we actually have Crockett and Tubbs in the same movie, referring to Don Johnson from Miami Vice and Jamie Foxx, who did the movie. And I mean, it really looks beautiful. It looks like a great, great film. There's still 1 week left to go, and it comes out in December. And I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. Are you even more excited about it now?
Probably even more excited. I mean, it was on like my top 10 anticipated, and it's a new Tarantino, and with this cast, like, full of Oscar winners. I mean, yeah, we didn't even see anything with DiCaprio, really, and Sam Jackson. They weren't here, but like, this movie's just gonna be. Man, it's going to be so good. I can't wait.
Yeah, everything was from the first half of for the film. 8 minutes. Looked great. Crowd went nuts. We're really excited about it. And we're going to be here all day kind of doing these little updates. They'll give you a little blip about what these panels are. And, you know, I'll check in later on. A lot coming up. Hobbit, Man of Steel. What's your most excited panel that we still have coming up?
It's that Warner Brothers with Man of Steel, Hobbit. But I've heard a lot of good things about Del Toro's Pacific Rim, and I'm just excited to see some huge-ass robots fight some huge-ass monsters.
Yeah, we'll probably see some of that. And Man of Steel, I can't wait. All right, Jermaine, I'll catch up with you in a little while.
All right, cool. See you later.